This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening. Really appreciate it. You guys are the best. I feel pretty and witty and gay. Ah, West Side Story. Has nothing to do with that. But she does feel pretty. She gets clunked on the head. And so Corey Rosen is going
to... Yes, Corey Rosen. The great comedic actor, Corey Rosen.
He's very well-spoken. Very sweet.
Very witty.
Yes. He's also witty. But I don't believe he's gay.
No.
Yeah. That's right. It's too bad. It doesn't fit. So we're going to start with the most beautiful woman in the world, sort of.
Is it Libby?
Oh, she is beautiful. God, that girl's gorgeous. We're talking about Survivor again.
Right.
We may not stop talking about that this morning. People Magazine, every year they do the most beautiful episode, whatever.
Uh-huh.
They've changed it up. They're just calling it the beautiful issue anymore. They said, we don't want it to be like a beauty contest. But I figure whoever's on the cover is who they picked as their winner.
Sure.
You know? Pink has been named People Magazine's most beautiful woman for 2018. It's boy, Ellen, she scores all the best interviews. So they've renamed it the beautiful issue in order to make it clear that it's not a beauty contest. So she wins, though, because she's on the cover. Pink's kids are on the cover with her. She's got a 6-year-old daughter named Willow and a 15-month-old son, I assume a son, named Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
She talks a lot about motherhood in the issue. She says, the thing about parenting is you never know if anything you're doing is working. She and her husband, Carrie Hart, try to not take things too seriously. She says, we laugh a lot. It's all about our family unit and time spent together and much less about external stuff. One thing that they do take seriously is trying to create a gender-neutral environment for their kids. She says, I believe that a woman and a girl can do anything, and I believe that a boy can do anything. So I have boys that flip dirt bikes, and I have boys that wear dresses. It's all okay to me. It's whatever floats your boat. So that's the kind of house that we live in. And that was her on Ellen yesterday. She laughed out loud when she found out. So there's more. I mean, if you want to read the whole article, they talked to her about, you know, what is it about you that's so beautiful? And apparently it's her family, which is very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Her kids are pretty close to the age difference that your kids are going to be. I really think that's great spacing. I think that Isla's going to feel protective over her little sister, and
we'll see. Or
she'll be old
completely
enough to,
annoyed by the whole thing.
She'll be annoyed when she's a teenager, for sure.
You got in on my space, man.
Yeah, you got to watch Boss Baby.
We've watched
movie?
It.
Oh, didn't you think that was cute? I really thought
that
was great. Like, oh, look at
yeah,
that.
We like to sit down. There's so many good kid movies. It's crazy. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of garbage, too, but there's really a lot of work goes into those.
Did you do the Shreks yet?
I don't think we've done the Shreks yet.
Do the first Shrek. It's fantastic. Yeah, I think, and you in particular, there's so much in there for adults. It's just great. We quote Shrek at our house all the time.
I actually think so. Like, Up isn't really for kids. She sat there and then the dog part scared her a little bit.
Oh.
When the dogs, you know, they're chasing them.
Sure. That's interesting.
Kind of scared her a little bit. And she doesn't get the emotion of it either.
Mm-hmm.
She's the whole...
No connection
the
to
heart
that
of that film is missing a 4-year-old.
Right.
She doesn't get that man and
visually,
that woman
it's lovely,
spent their
though,
lives
right.
together and...
She has no concept of what a life is.
And when he goes back to the book and sees she's gotten into it and you know, said now finish strong or whatever she says, it's like...
What, does she leaves blank pages or something for his adventures or
yes,
something?
Yes, but also he thought that the things that she had dreamed about were these adventures, and really the things she put in there were quiet moments at home with him. And so he's looking at it going, oh, this is what she wanted. When he always thought what she wanted was to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He was enough for her.
Yeah. It's heavy. Like you see it and you just
it's
go.
It's that goddamn music that's doing this to me.
Is it?
Yes.
Perfect.
As soon as he started talking about, like, my nose started stinging, I'm like.
You got to watch that again if you haven't seen it in
a
while.
It's a very lovely story.
It is. Well, they really, I mean, thanks a lot, Pixar. Within the first 5 minutes of the movie, you are
Sarah's
bawling
really crying right now.
I'm not really crying.
Tears
just,
coming
God,
down your face.
Sarah.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
Look at the movie.
Well, and here's the best part of
God,
that movie.
You heartless, stone-cold woman.
Yeah, it's me.
It's okay, Sarah. I cried to Drake the other day.
Drake?
I
as much
that.
Heart as that film has, it's ridiculous. He moves his house with balloons.
Yeah, well,
like,
that
it's
part's
so
the,
stupid.
That's the part for kids.
What?
Yeah. I love that part. And I'll tell you why.
Wait, oh, the house moving?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Oh, I love it, too, but I'm saying... For as much heart as it's got at the core of that film, he's using the garden hose to drag his house through this. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's the part that's for kids.
Right.
It is. Well, okay, this is a spoiler alert. This is a huge spoiler alert for the film.
Oh, come on.
People
why
have seen it.
You always have to spoil it.
But that image at the very end when he finally has to let his house go and it just happens to land right there next to the waterfall is one of my favorite moments in the history of film. I think about it all the time. There was an actual painting that a painter did of that moment, and I was about to buy the painting just because I love that scene so much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, what painter is this? What were you at, like an art gallery?
Yeah, it was.
Did he make prints? I mean,
no, it was it was in Vegas, and they actually they have painters do scenes from different Disney films, and it's like a Disney.
How much was it?
I don't know, like a grand or two or something.
Oh,
I didn't buy it. I just stared at it.
Did you snap a picture of it?
They won't. So that's the thing in that store; they don't let you take pictures of the
art
paintings.
Of course not.
See if you can find that. See if we can find him a print.
All
then
right.
Whoever gets him for Secret Santa will be covered.
Hey,
yeah, it's only $1,000.
$1,000 print?
No, that was a painting. The original. I'm
oh,
saying if there's prints
oh,
of it,
right.
You know.
Okay. Well, I might sneak in there and take a photo of it for him, but
blow it up.
Give me a
can you describe it for me? It's not just the house and the balloons, right?
No, it's a house landed by the waterfall.
Landed by the
so
waterfall.
House from
okay.
up lands by Got lands it. By waterfall. See if you can find it. Be interesting. Steal it off the internet. Be great. Summer's coming.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm very excited.
So fast. Man,
I know. Oh, my God.
May.
Tell me about it. It's so funny. Dick and Chumley were, you know, I mean, I get that the saga of, I was looking at my Instagram yesterday, just sort of scrolling down through. I'm like, Jesus, that's all I post about is my backyard. I apologize, everyone.
It's your thing.
It is my thing, but it's, you know.
Do what you're going to do.
So.
You posted bagels.
Yeah, that's all I've posted in the last month or more. I've posted 2 photos of bagels and 100 photos of my backyard. So anyway, oh my God. And then somebody goes, so I posted this little corner of my yard. I have this pieces of flagstone down and I put all this like ground cover in between. And somebody goes, I see a penis. Because of the, and I look back, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could say that was intentional. Because it's like 2 round pieces of flagstone and then 2 more that kind of narrow out.
How
I'm like,
funny.
Oh
is
my
that,
God.
That's on your Instagram?
Yeah, it's whatever the last thing I posted was.
Oh my gosh.
You're I'm doing like, porn art in your yard.
Yes, Vinny, I am. Unknowingly, I am so addicted to porn that it's coming out in ways that I never even.
Oh
my
wow. That's,
isn't that yeah. so funny? Now it's all I can see is balls and.
Oh, it is stuff. A wang. It's a total wang.
Oh, check it out at Clarky.
Do you have it up? I
Clarky
don't have my
Clark.
Phone on.
Yeah,
do you
I got
have
it
video?
Up right here.
You got to follow me. You got to follow all of us, please. We're super jealous that Alice has so many more followers than us. Do you see it?
Balls. Uh-huh. And there's this the
wing.
The pointy part.
I don't see it.
You don't see
really?
It.
Oh, really? You don't see it?
I don't see it.
It's too stubby for you?
Okay. Yeah.
Balls.
Yeah.
And there's the.
The helmet.
The top.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that. Anywho, summer's coming, you guys.
Great job.
Thank you. Follow us
perv it
on.
Up in your yard.
I know. I didn't even know. Someone wrote the comment. I'm like, and I go back and I look at it. I'm like, oh my God, that is what
is
it looks like.
Is that the way
like.
It's going to stay?
Hell yeah. Kidding me? Now that I know it's a penis? I'm like, this is the private penis area in the garden.
It's the X rated.
Oh my God. The X-rated corner section, of the garden. Yeah. I have to get one of those sex chairs to put in there.
Ooh.
Me and John can do it there. Okay, I've said too much. So summer's coming.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm in a rush to get ready for summer. I mean, I want to throw a big party and have everybody come over and check out the penis area in the yard. The Obamas, they bought the house that they were renting in Washington, D.C. It's a beautiful home. It's hard to tell from this. This is a black and white printout photo, but it looks like a brick house. It's in D.C. They were renting it, and then they spent $8.1 million to buy it last year. So they're doing some upgrades, and they're getting ready for the summer by digging in a pool. Enough of these hot D.C. summers without a pool. It gets muggy on the East Coast. You want some place to take a dip. I know. So I guess there's construction guys parked out front, and it's also going to have some kind of terrace around it. They got the permit application process going in January. Bunch of reviews, plumbing and electrical. They got to do some mechanical corrections. But here's a shot of the front of the house. It's
who's
beautiful.
This again?
The Obamas.
$8 million. It seems like that house isn't that grand. For
it must
million.
Be in, you know, the best neighborhood and. It's pretty. I agree with you, though. Real estate in general costs way too much. Like, that just looks like a house. Like, when we were kids.
I mean, it's beautiful.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm sure it's amazing inside. I mean, they rented it, and then we're like, we got to buy this place.
Good for them.
I know.
They found their where they want to be.
Well, right. That's a nice feeling. Like, this is it. This is our home. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he has lots of business in D.C., and I'm sure he's got a place in Hawaii, too. Do they? Do they own something there?
They probably do. He's from there, right?
Yeah. But they're Chicagoans, right?
So
do they have someplace
there, too? But
they're
always going to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got to get his windsurfing in and get that big smile plastered on his face. Like, I'm done with the presidency.
Windsurfing, really?
Yeah. Didn't you see those pictures?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like just as Donald Trump is taking office and we're all horrified and awful. He's off just like at Necker Island
with Richard Branson.
Freaking kite surfing and windsurfing and dude just like
on
and he
yacht.
Just he just looks like, you know, bathing in the sun, a big relaxed smile on his face. I was like, oh, good for you.
Hey,
we're back here with this clown.
Type in image of Obama's Hawaii home.
Oh, is it just
it's
amazing?
Sick. Yeah. I mean, come on, good for them. The president.
Yeah. That's
tiki
wonderful.
Lamps everywhere.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Oh my. Well, that's law. Amazing. I mean, that's how you light things in Hawaii, right?
You see it?
Yeah. No, that's more like it. I see that being
that's how you light things in Hawaii.
Yeah. Everybody knows that. You got to do it with a torch. That's the way.
Okay. Mm. I didn't know.
Oh, well, now you do. Uh-huh. So you're all set. John Travolta has been directed by. Some of the biggest, I mean, Quentin
Absolutely.
Tarantino. I mean, I think to myself, oh, you know, who wouldn't want to be in one of his movies? Nora Ephron, Oliver Stone, John Woo. He's been in movies by all of them. But he just said that the best acting experience, actor, director experience he's ever had is a movie he's got coming out called Moose.
Moose?
Moose is about an obsessed fan. He plays the obsessed fan who destroys his favorite action star's life.
Oh, my God.
And the director is...
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Here's a shot from it. Can you recognize the director? The director standing behind John Travolta, who's, by the way, posted on Instagram, his eyeballs out. He's got blood all over his face. I mean, he's...
I have no idea who that is.
That is Fred Durst. I did it all for the Nookie. Too. They work together. He turned it down. It's fine. He's impressing John Travolta as a director. John says he's having just... he went off about him, talking about how great he was. So this movie, Moose, I don't see a release date on it. Are you seeing any kind of...
I don't even see it on his wiki.
I see it. There's no release date on it.
John Travolta says he's his favorite actor, favorite director experience so far.
He's
40 plus years in the business. So basically, he's just trying to sell his latest project.
Right.
And then in 2 years, we can ask him again, and he'll be like, well, it's probably Quentin Tarantino, but it could be Oliver Stone. What about Fred Durst? Who's that?
Right.
Who's that?
He's the only
Adele Dazeem
star in the film.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well,
I can't believe Fred Durst got. What did Fred Durst pay him to be in
for
this
a
movie?
Minute there, Travolta was just saying no to nothing. Like, mm-hmm. He cashed in, and good for him. He's got an airport he's got to pay for there on his
sure
on he's his got a island estate in Florida or wherever that is. Is it Florida?
Yeah, it is Florida. Yeah.
But he made a lot of crappy movies, and mm-hmm. clearly people stopped looking to cast him for a while there.
Yep. Right up until he got the Quentin Tarantino
movie.
No,
I mean after that.
Oh, I felt like he went on a little run there. No, right after that, I felt like he did a bunch of movies. And
that's
then
what I mean. After the Quentin Tarantino mm-hmm. thing, maybe I misunderstood you. He made like, it seems like 25 movies in a row.
Right.
And then it's dried up.
Well, he still seems to work. Like, I mean, clearly he's working out. He did the that TV miniseries, which was sort of a strange turn for him to go back
right.
to TV.
The OJ one?
The OJ one. Who did he play in that?
Robert Shapiro.
Shapiro. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was so
the
good.
Eyebrows.
It was good.
I really liked it.
Dussie.
Anyway, good to see him back at work.
I'll leave you with this. It's about underpants. That's right, Yuzi.
What?
Underpants.
Underpants. Whoa.
Julie Bowen. She's the blondie on Modern Family.
Yeah, I like her.
So do I, very much. She used to enjoy showing off her giant granny panties on set just to torment Sofia Vergara. Sophia would say, please dress like a woman. Why do you dress like a boy? Disgusting. So Sophia has an underwear line called Ebby, E-B-Y. Ebby. And she started sneaking thongs into Julie Bowen's dressing room.
Cute.
Julie said, I thought the wardrobe department was leaving them for me because they always leave you a thong because that's what you're supposed to be wearing under the skirt. And then one day I realized it's Sophia's underwear line. Sophia told her she needed someone with a really tiny butt to try the small size and tell her how they fit.
Oh, cute.
So she did try them and loves them. She
yeah,
says she wears
underwear.
Them now under her skirts, and they're great. So now we can all, instead of having to imagine her in granny panties, we can imagine Julie Bowen in a thong. Thought you might enjoy that as a final thought for your early trash.
There's seamless underwear.
Oh. Do they not have? That's what always bothers me is the waistband. I like I like when they have the wide loose lace.
There's different styles, but there's no like actual band around
it. Oh, that's
it.
Good.
I like that.
Yeah. How much are they for a pair of Sofia Vergara underwear?
I don't see a price. Do you, Bryn?
No.
It looks
I don't
like kind of one of those
right
subscription
now.
Things where you join.
Ow.
Sign up now.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. I just want to buy a couple pairs of underpants.
Yeah,
and be
done
with
it.
I don't want to be in your subscription service.
So I get emails every single day, 3 times a day.
Yeah. I get enough email. No thanks. What's coming from the news, Vin?
A guy who hasn't gotten any in a while, and it leads him to some outrageous behavior.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's 6:36.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, my God. Hello.
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 Just never know what's going to strike a nerve. Okay.
Hello.
Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
But exactly. But I have been there for
the
sleepover type thing with the penguins and stuff. So I've been there for that.
Yeah. It's such a
I would
cool,
hate the darkness though.
I know. Oh my God. It's like stairs and different levels and beautifully lit tanks. It's really a great place to visit. You know, if you've never been to the Cal Academy, go at any time. But at 7 o'clock, we'll have your chance to win this party after dark. These tickets. Hooman's actually hosted a bunch of these.
I have.
Yeah, you've been over there
day.
A bunch of times.
Incredible.
All right, so 7 o'clock, your chance to win.
The Radio Alice Report.
We'll begin with the Sharks. They won. They completed the sweep last night over the Ducks. And it looks like as we head to the second round, we'll be playing the expansion Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh. So they'll get a little extra time off here.
I don't know. I don't see the next game scheduled yet.
Okay.
But I don't know that they wait for all the other teams to catch up or not. I'll let you know when the next game starts. But for now, sweep. Pretty good.
Just great.
I bet it was a lot of fun in San Jose last night.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they're all still partying, though.
Oh, no, they definitely are.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not really one of those towns. And it is the first round.
That's true.
You know, you don't want
like
to go too crazy.
20 rounds, right.
Hello, Gilroy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Right. Hello, Gilroy.
Gilroy.
Hey, Gilroy.
Apparently, today is National Garlic Day.
Oh, there it is.
It is.
When I hear Gilroy, I think garlic.
Hello.
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 But the Garlic Festival, that's in the summertime, right?
It is.
Oh, that's weird that it's
well,
today.
Well, you know what? If you notice, there's crazy kooky days assigned. Stuff's assigned to every day.
I'm sure occasions. There's five other things for today.
Find out what they are. Ooh. I want to know. We should say whatever. You know, you never know when we're going to find some good thing.
Let's take a look.
So the people love the garlic,
yeah.
And only 12% say it's okay to have garlic breath, even though they love to eat it.
No, it's not.
It's not okay.
You know, the thing about garlic is if you're going to be, like, having garlic, everyone needs to eat the garlic. Like, it's, I don't want to be eating something super garlicky at a restaurant where no one else has a garlicky thing. I don't want to be that person.
So you wait to go garlic?
I don't order things with garlic when I go
ever.
Out. I try not to. Huh. I try, you know, I'm like, that sounds super garlicky.
All right, you want to know the days?
The things for today, yeah.
Yes.
Today's bicycle day.
Oh, I love bicycles.
Bicycles are wonderful. Mm.
Specialized.
Hey. Specialized.
It's also .com. College Student Grief Awareness Day. Oh. One out of every three college students grieving the death of a loved one.
Hmm.
Or someone who's diagnosed with some terminal illness.
Mm. Wow.
So if you know a college student going through grief.
Well, who's going to tell that person they can't have the day, right?
Right.
It's also High Five Day.
Yep.
Oh.
National High Five Day.
We're give me high five.
All right, gotta come around.
All right, let's
oh, my God.
Ow.
Ow.
Give her a hard solid, one, too, Bryn.
Solid content.
Give her a hard one on the other side.
And give it to her hard.
Damn,
I
want to
see what
solid
else.
Content.
Yeah.
What there else you got there?
Boomin. Some article this morning, I think it was SFGate, Vinny, that said there was a coach, maybe a basketball coach, that created the high five.
Oh.
Something about it. Maybe that's why they had it on.
The high five is a super satisfying thing. I love it.
When
it's a
you
great
don't
way
just
to celebrate
whiff
right
by each other.
I high five my kid all the time. Sure. I really like it.
It's also kickball day. You like kickball?
Oh, I love kickball. Oh my God. We used to play kickball every night.
Of course you did.
I used to be on the kickball team.
Oh. You did? Were you the captain? It's also, this is for Bryn, it's rice ball day.
Why can't she be the captain?
That sounds delicious.
And lastly,
why
well,
is it for Bryn?
Because he's Asian. Because he's Asian. He likes rice
damn.
Balls.
Damn.
Who is racist.
Damn, we all eat rice.
Yeah, I like rice balls.
Do you?
Sure.
Oh, that's good. And lastly, it's Poetry and Creative Mind Day.
Oh, Vaughn. You hear that?
Oh.
Hey, Vaughn. Are you there? Does he have a mic?
He doesn't. Oh.
Oh, he does. We can set that up.
He posted something about the Starbucks controversy on his Instagram.
Vaughn, come in here. We got to get your
Did he write that?
Yeah, I wondered that
come
as
in
well.
Here. Immediately.
He's such a great writer.
There he is, everyone. Vaughn.
Really,
I know. Really felt the emotion in it.
Neat. And I have a feeling we finally have that outstanding person that's going to, we'll look back.
Right.
Later, and he'll be just a superstar.
Yep.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Vaughn.
Did you write that Instagram post, or was that something you found elsewhere in post? Either way, it's a profound piece of writing.
Yeah, I wrote it about 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
For a separate piece, yeah.
Oh, so you added to it yesterday to post it?
No, it was as is.
Oh, I thought it had a direct reference to the Starbucks thing, no?
What exactly did it say?
It's about them being racist.
Yeah, a few years ago, they had a Race Together campaign where they were talking about race at, in their
I remember. Their they wanted to have people bring it up.
Right, exactly.
You know, the, you're supposed to hand them the drink and be like, you know, hey, it's cool that we're different. Or I can't remember what they had some kind of opening line where like, hey, let's start the conversation about racism.
Exactly. Remember that. Uh-huh. Yeah, so it was that. So we had a group piece with our three other poets. We were doing a piece about that. Never finished it. So I just kept my piece and... it felt like it fit for this moment.
I know. It's so crazy. You know, so you can follow Vaughn on Instagram, Vaughn Da Wizard, V-O-N, like Vonda.
But that was on your Facebook, right?
Oh, my.
No, I saw it on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Goes to it also.
Please follow us all on those things. It was impactful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thanks, Vaughn.
You're welcome,
Vaughn,
guys.
Everybody. If you watch the show.
Hey, Vaughn, before you go.
Wait, one more thing.
Oh, he's back.
Hey,
I'm back.
Do you have in your list of goals, if you even have any of those specific, do you have a, some people are like, I just do what I do, man. Uh-huh. I'm not thinking about that.
I'll write it down.
Do you have a book in mind? Are you going to write a book someday?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I have a small chapbook that I did 2 years ago. Yeah, it's like about 20 pages long of like an anthology of poems that I've done over the years. But I got to re-release it and have it like actually done professionally.
Mm.
So that's the goal, but also a longer form of a book also, you know.
Nice.
Nice.
Like wow. I can't wait to read it, buddy.
Vonda Wizard, everybody.
Can't wait to plug it.
Shame!
Back to garlic.
Oh, that's not where we started. It's garlic day, everyone.
I look down at my page and go, how in the heck?
Well,
we're still on garlic breath. Anyway, don't have that. People don't like it.
No, it's no good.
Most popular garlic food is... garlic bread.
Oh.
Although around here I would think it's garlic fries, but okay.
Yeah.
You go to a ball game and everyone's eating those. Everyone.
Well, everyone has to. It's like I said, only one person can't eat it.
Only 3% of people say they don't like garlic.
Oh.
So it seems to be.
People can overdo it on the garlic. I mean, I want to be able to taste the other flavors. It's a great enhancer, but I don't want it to be the main flavor.
Mm. Oh, it will take over too.
Mm-hmm. Less is more.
So the police in Vancouver, Washington got a call last week from a mall about a guy who'd whipped out his junk in an elevator and flashed it to a 67-year-old woman.
Oh. She complained about it, huh?
She didn't like it.
Yeah. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be trapped in an elevator with someone who's got their junk out. Jesus.
Turned out. Oh, you don't?
No. Oh.
It turned out. He- okay.
It That's turned wrong, out he was Vinny.
18-year-old guy named Jordan Richards, and when the cops caught up with him, he admitted that he said, "I haven't gotten any in a while, and that's why I did it." Is that a fair?
No, it's not. So he was hoping that the 67-year-old would be like, "Oh, look at that, young fresh meat." Well,
I haven't gotten any either.
Let's hit stop on the elevator.
He was arrested for indecent exposure. And apparently he's had other dry spells because that's not his first indecent exposure conviction.
Yeah. For mothers out there, that's like one thing you can really give your kids. Don't be that guy that pulls his junk out. No. No one's that hungry. I still remember that kid that he got caught in English. We had this cute young English teacher and he got caught by her doing stuff in the room.
You know, in the classroom?
Sitting in the back row, and I guess it was out underneath. And then that was it. He was always that poor kid. He was always, that's who he was. And I just felt like, I feel like you shouldn't have to say to people, you don't get yourself in public. You don't expose yourself in public. I feel like you shouldn't, but I did. I was like, here's some things you never do at school. Never do it. And I would tell that story and say, you don't want to be that kid. That kid's life was, I mean, maybe he went on to be fine. I doubt it.
Oh.
I know. I always felt like, even though I was like, you know, he was a pariah. He was the kid who had himself out in class. Oh, it was awful.
Well, I think some kids do that naturally. And clearly someone hadn't explained to that boy that the boundaries behind it. Like, go do that in your room or.
And that's fine to do. You know where you don't do it? At school in class.
Right.
At school. How about just leave it at school?
Ever
don't
anywhere.
Just don't do right. it where you're going to get caught because honestly, kids are just the worst.
People were asked about humor and what they find funny. And at the top,
I find you funny.
Oh, thanks, honey. I like you too. Observations on everyday life, Seinfeld-esque type humor observations are the number one thing people love the most.
I do love that when someone points out something that you just, that everyone knows about and everyone can kind of agree on.
It's
and
relatable.
You just find a little humor in it.
Absolutely. Observations on the news come in at second. Wordplay.
I love wordplay.
Controversial or taboo subjects come down the list, though, at number four, which I always felt like was one of my favorites. I like to see someone talk about some stuff that we don't talk about.
Right.
Impressions at five. You know what's not on the list, and I'm surprised. So there's sketch comedy, improv. Cringeworthy, awkward, or embarrassing situations is eight. Toilet humor is at nine.
I love toilet humor.
Ugh.
And at 10 is nothing. I find nothing funny.
Oh. There are those
but
people.
Not on the list is slapstick.
Oh. Well, would that be like with, you know, like improv or sketch? Maybe it's
no,
maybe it's
I
sort
don't
of
think
part
it's
of that.
Its own thing. It's I was just telling you the thing that my kid laughs at is the clunk on the head. Mm. And she laughed at it at a very young age. It's the first thing you sort of relate to. It's the Three Stooges. It's that clunk. You know, the hand between the clunk. It's all that.
Right. It's John Ritter on Three's Company.
Yeah, it's the falling down the stairs. It's it's not even on the list. Hmm. I'm surprised.
Well, they should have consulted with you, Vinny.
People love cartoons. Didn't. What are you, nuts?
It's
who doesn't want to see the
Wile E. Coyote falling off the...
Right.
Yeah.
Durr.
George.
Right. Let me do a couple texts here.
Okay. Oh, you have plenty of time, by the way.
Let me do another story here.
All right.
There's a discussion on Reddit right now where people are talking about innocent questions someone's asked that secretly crushed you inside. One of them is, when are you due?
Oh. Come on. I've done that to people. That's there's no take backs on that.
I did that once, too.
And I've that poor person's like, oh, I'm fat. Thanks. Yeah. Well, not am I just fat. I have a gut.
It was the dress.
Yeah.
Sort of one of those baby doll dresses.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I love them, too.
You look pregnant in them.
Mm. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yeah, I can still clearly remember. I've done it twice. Probably more times, but I really remember two of them because the people were just devastated. Like, the one girl's like, I'm not pregnant. And we just looked at each other for a second. She turned around and walked away. I'm like, oh, that was a fail.
What innocent question has someone asked you that secretly crushed you inside? Are you sick? You look sick. When the person's not sick. I'm not sick. I'm fine.
I find that as I get older, people say, oh, you look tired. I'm like, nope, just old. Like, I got 8 hours last night. Mm. No, I'm just getting old.
Yeah. When I don't wear makeup and people see me, they go, oh, what's wrong?
Oh. Well, that's why I never wear makeup because then I don't
no
get asked
color,
that.
Right. You know.
That's so funny because then when I do put on makeup, people are like, you look amazing. I'm like, thanks.
No makeup.
But then they're used to me with no makeup, so it's easier. My life is so easy and then I can gussy up.
That's fun.
Yeah.
There's more.
Vinny always says I look weird when he runs into me at like Alice in Wonderland. I got a full face of makeup on. He's like, oh, well, you look weird.
It's just not. It's not
it's
your
not
thing.
Not me. I know.
It's not your thing. I like you the way you are.
Thank you, Vinny.
I've known you a long time.
Just the way you are.
And it's just not who I see.
Yeah, so he's not used to me with makeup. If I started wearing makeup every day.
No, it was a song you were singing.
It's like a Billy Joel song.
Just the Way You Are.
Okay. I would have went for this one. But I don't know. Yeah, I'll save that for next
That's
time.
That's an old person dig he just put on you.
Yeah. No, it's just a different
I'm just old. Makes. I'm not tired.
Not
I'm just old.
You know, we have different, you know, genres of music that we grew up with.
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do.
I keep trying to lead you to metal songs, and I'm looking at you like, what? Reckoning Day. You know, Reckoning Day. Megadeth.
Like,
play Reckoning Day.
Like, Boys to Men. Boys to Men. Anybody? Boys to Men.
Backstreet Boys.
I just led you right into it. 666. Play that.
The number of the... He likes that one. I can tell. He always has that one ready.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, gosh.
LOL at the sappy music while Vinny is talking about Up. My nose got sniffly too.
Oh,
stupid movies.
I know, stupid movie. God, I was not expecting to cry today.
408 says, hey, Vinny, I've seen Up a dozen times and I never got that cute thing about the adventure book. Thank you. I have to see it again now. That's what I got from it. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
No, you're right.
But the characters in the beginning, they're all about saving for their adventures. Mm-hmm. And then life is happening and they have to keep breaking the piggy bank to fix the tire on the car and to do right. this and that. And so they never get to go do all those crazy adventures they'd hoped for.
Right.
So I was
right.
But it
was enough. Yeah, right. Oh no, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he had the big adventure and... But she loved him even without the adventures.
Right.
God, those first 5 minutes of that movie. You cannot believe it.
I am trying to put on mascara. Stop, Vinny. Why me? She's the one that cried.
You're the one who made me cry.
I did not.
You did. You made me cry.
That's up.
Don't play the music, please, Jesus.
So good.
It was like a combination of him describing the scene and the music going. I was just like, my nose, like, just it was like a big sting in my nose and my eyes welled up. Like, what's happening to me?
Everything about that movie is, too, like, so perfect.
Yeah.
The way Kevin, like, he's about to go take off and he looks at everybody and then does that, like, rah! At the dog because he just doesn't, they don't get on. Mm. Just every little thing is so perfectly put. And the dog's voice nails it.
What's the dog's name?
Wait a minute. Doug.
Doug.
Doug and Kevin are the two animals, the bird and the... And the boy is... What's the boy's name? Hooman?
Hooman, what's the boy's name in Up?
Russell!
Oh, Kevin?
Got it.
No, Kevin's the bird.
Kevin's the bird.
He's saying.
Russell is the...
I would have thought Kevin was the boy's name.
No. Kevin's the...
I don't even remember the bird. I got to go back and watch it.
You do. I'm telling you. I hadn't watched it in a while, right. And I just watched it recently and went, oh, yeah, I forgot how perfect
I was watching
this
the
movie
new trailer
is.
For Deadpool 2.
You into it?
Oh my
God. Oh, it looks good.
Oh,
huh?
Man. I'm so excited about that.
So many good movies still to
coming
come.
Out.
Mm. Oh, hey. Yeah. Is Scott coming in today?
Yeah, he's in at 8.
All right.
Oh,
Scott Capurro at 8 o'clock. Hey, Kanye West is writing a book, but he's doing it Kanye style and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.